Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR, All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. Perfectly timed to tonight's crucial Red Sox game, Boston.com today rolled out a test version of a new technology that combs through Twitter traffic to gauge how Red Sox Nation feels about its team. It uses a complicated algorithm to look for keywords indicating pleasure or displeasure. And as Boston.com's director of product development, Chris Ratty, explained to me, it even has a so-called sarcasm filter.
If a ball goes between the legs of Dustin Pedroia and someone says, great play, Pedroia, then we'll need to figure that out and determine that that's not a positive attribute.
This technology features a timeline where you can go back and see how perceptions about the team have changed.
Yes.
And not surprisingly, given the situation tonight and how so much hangs in the balance with tonight's game, the team is at an all-point low.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. We've been developing this now for about 7 weeks. So we've been able to see the visualization since mid-August. And consistently, that team score we give it, which is a rank from 1 to 100, 100 being the best, meaning that everybody's tweeting about the Red Sox and their players, and everybody's happy, down to 1, which nobody's really tweeting, not a lot of activity, and otherwise it's just a negative experience. And it was consistently in the 80s during August. And over the course of what we've seen in September, it's obviously dipped dramatically. On Friday, it was down to 38. And then through the weekend with the Yankees, it stayed around there. But then when they beat the Yankees on Sunday night, it jumped up to 78. And then the loss brought it back down to 50. And right now it's somewhere in the 50s. So it is really interesting to not only look at where the sentiment lies with the Red Sox themselves, but also down to the individual players.
And today, in fact, Jacoby Ellsbury is far at the top of the list.
Yeah, he's been far at the top since we've started. I mean, he's having one of those campaigns that's extraordinary. He's in the MVP language, people are talking about him on a national level, because it's looking at the entire social landscape, not just one particular location. So when you've got someone who's tweeted about a lot, which is Jacoby Ellsbury, in not just New England talk, but across the nation, yeah, he's been a popular one. But Ryan LaVarnway, for instance, who was the Boston catcher last night who caught his first Major League Baseball game and hit his first two home runs, he's right below Jacoby today in the social ranks. If you go back to, we looked at some of the data, you go back to September 15th, there were 2 tweets about LaVarnway. The next day, the 16th, there were 20 tweets. And then yesterday, during the course of the game, there were 1,857 tweets about Ryan LaVarnway.
What's the point of measuring social attitude about the Red Sox other than the novelty of it?
Well, It's a good question, because people say, well, if I really want to know fan sentiment, it's pretty easy. I just need to look at the standings. If the Red Sox are doing well, people will be happy. If the Red Sox are doing poorly, they'll be unhappy. But I think this has the chance to build on new things. Like, this really has a natural play for politics, for other news topics that have that really definitive line between one side of the fence and the other, where you can evaluate how people feel about a certain thing. We're looking to launch the Patriots this week. The Boston Bruins start next week. So sports is really a play right now for it, with the idea that we're going to extend into different topics as we move forward.
You mentioned politics as one of those topics. So
yes.
Is the idea that, for example, you could be measuring voter sentiment on a daily, weekly, maybe even hourly basis to get a sense of where candidates stand in the polls?
Absolutely. Yep. And right now we are concentrating on Twitter solely. But the idea is to then expand to other social networks. You know, there's so many out there that people are commenting on. Facebook, obviously, but blogs themselves, even down to newspaper articles. So there's a lot of sentiment that is out there that can be gathered and analyzed.
Chris, thanks very much for talking with WBUR.
Oh, no problem.
Chris Ratty is the director of product development at Boston.com.